Aloha. Today I'd like to talk about our subject-specific class named teleselling. This class is appropriate for everybody who sells in the parts and service world. This includes the counter and telephone selling people in the parts department, as well as anybody who provides customer service through the service organization or the parts organization. For many years, the parts department processed orders using manual systems. We used to have what was called a numerical parts record, which was a book that spread horizontally across a desk covering about 3 feet. When a customer called in looking for parts, the person on the phone providing the support referenced this book to find what parts were appropriate for which machines and for which applications. We have come a long way since those days, where today we can process orders on a computer screen using electronic catalogs and drag-and-drop technology into shopping carts and releasing orders into your dealer business management system. In the course of that, we have become so busy that we've almost left ourselves in the position that we're only an order processing factory. The phone rings. Somebody walks into the business, we help them, we process the order, we get them the parts, and they leave. Very rarely has anybody in the parts business been taught how to sell, how to use the telephone as a customer service tool. This subject-specific class deals with that subject, those two topics, head-on. How do you sell on a telephone? And how do you provide customer service in a manner that is pleasing to your customers using a telephone? The content of this class teaches the people that are selling parts how to do it so that they will have a model, a process, a roadmap that they can follow when they're talking to the customer about parts. Obviously, the customer is calling in or walking in and they have a specific need. We need to help them with that specific need. But at the same time, there's a series of things that we have to be able to determine to help them ensure that what they're ordering is the right thing to order and is going to satisfy their need. That means that we have to start asking questions. We have to politely be able to find out more about what the customer's machine is actually doing. The first question that I like everybody to ask is, who's doing the repair? Don't forget, if the customer's walking into your business to order parts, either through the counter or picking up the telephone to call you and order parts, somebody else is doing the labor. Otherwise, it would be your technician that is ordering those parts. I need to know who is helping them with their repairs or maintenance in order to determine the quality of the information that I'm getting from them. This relates somewhat to our work order process in a similar manner where we talk about the job request. What is it the customer's trying to do? Who's the mechanic that's helping them do it? Then we need to probe. We need to ask questions. We need to get the customer talking to us about what in fact is wrong with the machine. Don't forget, they don't want to have multiple trips. They want to be able to satisfy all their parts needs for this particular situation in one call. It is our responsibility to try and make sure that we get everything to them that they need. This requires us to be able to deal with all of the related parts, what some people call upselling, which is a subject-specific class that we offer later on for the parts business. When the customer calls in, and we start talking about what their needs are and start probing and asking questions, getting them to talk, the customer might bring us situations whereby he says, well, no, I already get that from ABC company. So the person who's on the telephone or at the counter satisfying that customer need needs to be able to understand the features and benefits of the products that we're selling. What's the good news, the bad news, etc.? What's the warranty? What's our availability? If we can get into the discussion and start probing and find out where the customer is perhaps looking to buy those parts other than us, we can start doing comparative positioning. Selling is a very complex issue, and it would be very helpful for the people in the parts business if they could be trained, have their minds expanded a little bit on how we should use the telephone as a customer service tool and as a sales instrument. In a later subject-specific class, we'll talk about picking up the telephone and making sales calls, not waiting for the phone to ring. I hope this helped a little bit. I look forward to talking with you about another class at a future date.